USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States intelligence is tracking threats against Americans abroad every single day. Pompeo was also pressed about reports that Russia placed bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Talking to reporters, Secretary of State Pompeo insists President Trump is well aware of the risk that Russia posed to the United States.
President Trump has been serious about responding to this in a way that protects America, keeps Americans safe, and every day working diligently to make sure that we keep our soldiers safe.
Senate Democratic leaders are proposing extending the $600 unemployment bonus payment beyond its July 31st expiration date and having it phased down based on state unemployment rates. Some business owners say they're having a hard time getting their employees back to work because they're making more on unemployment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The first of the month means minimum wage hikes taking effect in states across the country. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in three states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic.
More than 20 people are under arrest for various offenses in Seattle's CHOP zone. The protest zone in Seattle is being broken up by police. Police also are tweeting about some of the disturbing things they're finding, including a man who had a metal pipe and a kitchen knife when he was arrested. Improvised spike strips were also found in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says 65% of U.S. adults say they have personally worn a mask in a store or a business in the past month. There still are some people, though, who are against wearing masks and think they don't need to wear them or feel they don't help or not effective when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Paul DeChuro. He's a breathing performance specialist, and one of the things we discuss is the effectiveness of masks during the coronavirus pandemic.
I do think people should be wearing a mask. At the very worst case scenario, you are minorly inconvenienced. And it is highly likely that you're helping to stop the spread of the virus and infect others. So,
DeTuro also tackles some of the falsehoods we're seeing regarding masks.
As far as the myths that are running around, how it affects your breathing. Yes, it absolutely does affect how you breathe, but not in the way that people think it does. It doesn't change your oxygen level. In fact, your body has no receptors that tell you how much oxygen is inside your body. It only knows how much carbon dioxide there is. Some people are worried that they're too high a level of carbon dioxide. But the truth is, for most masks, it forces people to breathe quicker than they normally do, more rapidly, in a hyperventilation pattern. And they actually breathe out more carbon dioxide than they're supposed to. Their carbon dioxide levels drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.